This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The list of things, by which I mostly mean commodities, that are all of a sudden in short supply because of the war, we have talked about quite a bit the past couple of weeks. Wheat and sunflower oil and nickel. Also today, a new one. Neon. Yes, neon as in neon signs, but more strategically, in today's economy, neon as in essential to semiconductor manufacturing. Russia and Ukraine together produce a whole lot of neon. And all that gas suddenly becoming unavailable? Well, that is definitely not what the already stressed chip industry needs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
Those bright glowing signs that say, eat at Nick's or open or Yingling, they consume a tiny fraction of the world's neon.
Neon signs are 1% or 2% of the world's production, or demand. It's very small.
Richard Betzendahl is in the neon business, you might say. He runs a consulting firm that does market research on gases. He says most of the world's neon is used in a light source of a different kind, lasers.
Excimer lasers, which is the high-powered laser that can drill holes through metal and so forth. It needs neon.
Those lasers are critical to the process of manufacturing semiconductor chips. They etch circuit patterns onto wafers of silicon. Nina Turner is an analyst with IDC.
It's creating a puzzle piece. You're taking these different patterns and putting them down on the wafer.
Turner says that process is used to manufacture 90% of the chips made today, including those used in cars, memory, and power management, all areas where there are already chip shortages. And with a neon shortage on the way?
I think companies are downplaying their worry, but I do think that they are putting contingency plans into place as we speak.
Turner says most companies have a couple months' worth of neon on hand. And the Semiconductor Industry Association, a trade group for American chipmakers, says the industry has a diverse set of suppliers. That's partly because it's been in this position before. The last time Russia invaded Ukraine 8 years ago, neon prices shot up. Here's industry consultant Richard Betzendahl again.
That was a bad time. And what happened back then was China put in a lot of neon capacity.
Even with Chinese plants capturing and exporting neon, Russia and Ukraine remain critical to the supply chain. Cryoin Engineering is located in southern Ukraine in the port city of Odessa. It exports neon to customers around the world, including in the U.S. Larissa Bondarenko is the business development director there. She says Cryoin has stopped production and shipments are already delayed. She's concerned bombing will damage the company's plant or key transportation infrastructure.
There's a high risk that ports will be destroyed, then the logistics will be much, much harder to restart.
She's also worried about Cryoin's workforce. Bondarenko says 80% of the company's employees are men who are now required to defend the country. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.